Good afternoon, this is Mark Gold with Tough Today Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, March the 2nd. The grains closed mixed with May corn down 0.75 cents at 7.25. December corn was down 15.5 at 6.09 1/4. May wheat was limit up, the expanded limit at 10.59. March wheat was up 56.75 cents at 10.58 1/2. May beans down 27 at 16.73. November beans were down 24.5 at 14.52 1/2. A couple of interesting things here. The July-December wheat spread was up $1.15 here today. It's unprecedented. March oil. Bean oil was up 274 at new historic highs, 79.54, but the May was down 34 ticks at 75.87. So you've got almost a 4 cent spread between March and May oil. I don't think we've ever seen that. So very wild day here today. Obviously, with no resolution in sight for the Ukrainian situation and Putin apparently turning a little more vicious. He bombed a school. He's bombed several other civilian-type things. But the Ukrainians seem to be holding. That 40-mile-long line of trucks is just sitting there. I can't believe somebody hasn't sent drones to Ukraine to let them take out those trucks. But at any rate, the war goes on. I think at this point, it's more a question of people being short and trying to get out. But the margin calls are just killing people. People sometimes criticize my put option strategies for protecting the downside by buying options. We have got clients that have certainly lost premium on the put options. But they've made a fortune on their cash positions. They haven't had any margin calls. They've had all the upside open to them. Where guys right now, anybody that's been suckered into selling calls to pay for puts are being devastated. Anybody who sold futures is being devastated. So, you know, we might not make as much money in a great bull run as some other people might make, but we aren't going to have the exposures on the margin calls when this thing goes south. We didn't have the margin calls when it was moving higher. And I still think it's the single best way to market grain, using these put options to protect the downside. The crude oil looks like it closed up $7 a barrel here at $110 a barrel plus. But even with that, the May oil closed lower. That was, I mentioned before, March oil closed up 274. You got to be thinking we're getting pretty near the end of this with this wheat closing down here, July wheat close to limit up. You know, I think it's the spreads are going to be pretty even, I think, tonight on the opening, and then we'll see where we go. But we have to remember that somebody harvests wheat somewhere in the world every month. And, you know, certainly things can get even hotter out here in terms of price if we don't get some rains in the southern plains. If Oklahoma, Texas, and particularly Kansas and Nebraska stay dry, Kansas wheat prices can go wherever they want to, maybe even to, who knows, $20. But if there's a regime change in Russia, which could happen on any given day out here, because I'm just not so sure the whole Russian party, political apparatus, the people, and the army are 100% behind Putin out here. We haven't seen anything from President Biden that would stop this run, but if anything positive happens in Ukraine, these markets will fall out of bed. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.